You're listening to the CyberWire Network, powered by N2K.
Hey, everybody. Today, I want to highlight a name that all of us know well, and that is our sponsor, Splunk. You need to keep operations humming around the clock, but potential disruptions are everywhere. Splunk helps you predict problems and find and fix issues fast so you can reduce risk and ditch downtime. The world's largest enterprises rely on Splunk's unified security and observability platform to become more efficient, resilient, and innovative. With Splunk, you can react quickly, evolve faster, and be ready for anything. Stay ahead of disruptions. Learn more at splunk.com/resilience. And we thank Splunk for sponsoring our show.
The word is OWASP, Security Logging and Monitoring Failures. Spelled O for open, W for web, A for application, S for security, P for project, and security logging for collecting security telemetry from applications. Monitoring for reviewing and analyzing logs looking for malicious activity, and failures for actions not meeting a desirable objective. Definition: the absence of telemetry that could help network defenders detect and respond to hostile attempts to compromise a system. Example sentence: there is no direct vulnerability that can arise due to security logging and monitoring failures, but insufficient planning here can directly impact visibility, incident alerting, and forensics. Origin and context. Dave Wickers and Jeff Williams, working for Aspect Security, a software consultant company, published an education piece in 2003 on the top software security coding issues of the day. That eventually turned into the OWASP Top 10, a reference document describing the most critical security concerns for web applications. Today, OWASP is an international team of security professionals led by the Foundation Executive Director and Top 10 Project Leader, Andrew Vanderstock, and dedicated to enabling organizations to develop, purchase, and maintain applications and APIs that can be trusted. Today, there are tens of thousands of members and hundreds of chapters worldwide. In the 2021 version of the Top 10 list, the committee moves security logging and monitoring failures up one spot to number 9. Logging failures most often occur when auditable events are not logged at all, are only logged locally, or are logged in a way that is inadequate or unclear. Precise logging doesn't prevent the success of cyber adversaries, but without it, network defenders have little chance to detect and respond. Auditable events could include things like detection for brute force password attacks, data exfiltration, and tracking high-value transactions, just to name 3. If you find yourself at a loss for deciding what auditable events to monitor, have a red team try their hand at compromising the system and devise alerts based on their successes. Nerd reference. In 2017, John Wagnon, a solutions architect at F5 Networks, presented his thoughts on insufficient logging and monitoring in a YouTube video. He pointed out that it's not enough to simply log events. You also have to actually monitor the logs for potential issues.
And this security risk is entitled Insufficient Logging and Monitoring. It's interesting that they mentioned both of those on this security risk. Logging and monitoring, they're definitely connected, but they're kind of two different things. You know, you can think of logging as when you have an issue or an event that takes place in your web application, then you create a log event for that. Monitoring is where you need to take the extra step to monitor those logs. So it's not good enough just to log. You got to look at the logs. And we'll talk to you.
Word Notes is written by Nyla Genoway, executive produced by Peter Kilpie, and edited by John Petrick and me, Rick Howard. The mix, sound design, and original music have all been crafted by the ridiculously talented Elliot Peltzman. Thanks for listening.
The IT world used to be simpler. You only had to secure and manage environments that you controlled. Then came new technologies and new ways to work. Now, employees, apps, and networks are everywhere. This means poor visibility, security gaps, and added risk. That's why Cloudflare created the first-ever connectivity cloud. Visit cloudflare.com to protect your business everywhere you do business.